Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Oh, how thrilling it would be for living all together in harmony, to exercise a little more love and harmony. Stressful days and sleepless nights, warm at every corner, few gunfight. What is now becoming of our black human race? Where is your side? Let's do it full up. Oh, that sweet dividing low. Oh, yeah. Do it full up. That will send them from above. Oh, yeah. It would be oh, so nice for you and me. Yeah. How sweet to live in love and harmony. All those barriers and gun towns. Brick by brick, we're gonna tear them down. All obstacles, all evil power standing in our way. Put away all six fiends in my tents. Let's get out on our knees, yes, my friends, and look up to the east from whence cometh our head. Let's do it for love, for that sweet divining low. Them are well and then don't realize that this time we're living in this same life. Preacher man, could I preach it? Little more singers than DJs teach it. Little more. Rasta man been chanting Babylon long before. Let's do it for love, for that sweet dividing low. Story come out of bum, where you gonna hide? Now your evil bolt has subsided. See them running to the rock for a place to hide. Tell me, how did you do it, Mr. Man? Can you tell me the secret, wicked man? So we can try to counteract it and save our black nation. Let's do it for love, for that sweet divining love. Oh yeah. That will send them from above. It would be oh so nice for you and me. Yeah. Nice it would be to live in harmony. Oh, it's a thrilling thing to see. We're living all together in harmony. To exercise a little more love and harmony. Stressful days and sleepless nights. War in every corner, pure gunfight. What is now becoming of our black human race? Where is your side?
That was pretty cool. God, here I'm trying to blog away and I can't even blog at the same time. I'm trying to do two different things at the same time. Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you all for listening and welcome to When Pigs Fly. And again, this is Andrew Fetter. And I was gone for a week or so. Yeah, I went to Nashville and seen some old friends of mine I haven't seen in years. And then, of course, got my back re-tattooed, which was pretty cool. And so I had a real cool time. It was great seeing old friends that you, it's amazing how when you don't see somebody for such a long time, and, you know, how time is just it. But I have a show to do today, don't we? And I'm really happy about this show. I'm going to get into some dynamics that I constantly hear and see. But first, I have a couple little announcements. For those who are going to be in the Los Angeles area tomorrow, I will be doing my signing event, a book signing event, for Spirit, which is, of course, dealing with going out of body and such. Do also check it out, andrewspirit.com. But I will be doing a signing event tomorrow, Saturday, that's tomorrow, at August 7th, that's tomorrow too, today's the 6th, at 1 p.m. in Oxnard, at the Borders, at 241 West Esplanade. I hope I'm saying that right. Spanish is weak. That is Esplanade Drive in Oxnard. So do come on down. And I love meeting people, always new people and old people. Old, not by age, by the way. Either way. it's great to listen to their comments and things like that. Also, the following week, on Sunday, August 15th, I will be doing another signing event in the Southern California area. I will be going back to the other side. Seems I'm going all the way around L.A. I'm going to go to be in Riverside and that border store at Riverside 3615 Riverside Plaza Drive in Riverside. And that is on Sunday on August 15th at 1 p.m. And then, I think it's like 2 weeks later, I will be in the San Diego area on Saturday on August 28th. And I will be there at 4 p.m. And that's in Chula Vista, and that's at 878 East Lake Parkway. I think it's Suite 210 Chula Vista. Anyway, do come on down tomorrow in Oxnard, California. Nice, cool weather. It's a pretty neat area. And say hello. And now, you know, it's funny. I've been reading a lot of interesting books lately. I'm hoping to read an interesting book by Eric von Daniken called Twilight of the Gods. And it's interesting because it deals with the Mayans and whatnot. And I remember reading his book back 30 years ago, The Chariot of the Gods. But this is fascinating because it deals with 2012. Hoping that I will get him on my show. I was sent this directly by his publicist, so we'll work to see that in the work, because he is a fascinating and very in-depth person with a lot of knowledge, and his book is very eye-opening, say the least, especially his latest one. And speaking of books, next week, on August 13th, I will have the renowned astrophysicist, Dr. Bernard Heisch. And, of course, he's the author of God Theory, but he has recently put out a new book, which I've read, and it's extraordinary, called Purpose-Guided Universe, Believing in Einstein, Darwin, and God. It's where he meets, science meets spirituality, and how they walk and talk the same. And that will be definitely, definitely an interesting interview. For those, you don't even have to be a nerd to just listen to that one. Even though it gets into some scientific stuff, it is enough to, or a person doesn't have to be a scientist. But for books at all, put limitation on time and stuff, but on linear time, that is. But did do one for that particular book because I felt it was so well written and the information, it was quite important. And also I've been asked lately to possibly do a seminar, which we're working on. I might be doing one sometime in October, working out the ins and outs of that. And until I do, we will have actual dates of who the guests will be. And that will probably be in the Los Angeles area. That's what we're looking to. And also in the LA area, I've been asked to do some classes, which I will keep you updated as that as well, and when that starts to transpire. Now, a lot of things people see constantly on the news and constantly subjugated to, from one thing to the next, crises and this crisis and that crisis. Seems like there's always a damn crisis. Oh, I even had a crisis just a minute ago, right? Or I had some music somehow get onto my show while I'm in the middle of talking. But there's always a crisis, an IRS crisis, in fact, to some people. But there's always a crisis, and I mean being subjugated. Look at, like, whether it's BP with the oil spill. And I'm talking about human-made crises, not about hurricanes. But there's always certain things, events that happen. But a lot of things are manufactured. And, gee, I wonder why. I mean, things that are purported, you know, the crisis, the immigration crisis, the oil crisis. Now then they call it the global warming crisis, the Middle East crisis, the Mexican drug trafficking crisis, you know, the Euro crash crisis, the economic crisis. Oh, there's a crisis in Iran. Oh, my God, nuclear crisis. And then there's a crisis, of course, between Israelis and the Palestinians. There's always a crisis there in Lebanon and all throughout the Middle East. Pakistan, Al-Qaeda, or it's Pakistan and India. I mean, there's always a crisis, right? Turkey and somebody else has got a crisis. People are starving crisis, like in Africa. And then there's always a killing someone in Africa crisis. And, of course, Asia is no different. There's always a crisis. Hell, North Korea. Hell, just don't fly your plane over near their area or 20 miles away because then you'll have a crisis. Now, there's also, like I said, there's God kind of crises. That's what they say in insurance forms, right? God-made things. But there's like hurricanes, tornado crisis. But there's always crises, and like I said, everywhere there's a crisis. I mean, in the Arab, it's a given that there's crises. In the Arab countries, in the Muslim countries, there's constantly a crisis. Then you can look at it in that realm, because then it tells you, because things are constantly telling you by the universe, what the situations are and what they are. Some people aren't listening, but that's what they're showing. Here's the universe. This is the problem. Here's how you can fix it. And if you look into the situation, even in the Middle East, you can see the panoramic things. It's not something negative. It's something a teaching to tell us what is wrong. It's like I said, like hate and division, fear, because on that you can count on a crisis to happen in any country. And look what's happening like in the Middle East with many of the Muslim countries and Arab countries and now in Europe. And then you have the Southwest and the United States and other areas. I can go on and on. But that's a microcosm. I mean, you just turn on the news or you don't. Because no matter what you're going to do, you're going to always be subjugated to a wave of information which will be presented in some kind of fear. Relating to some kind of crisis. You know, like your health. How's your health? You got health insurance crisis? How about your job? You may lose your job crisis. Or you don't have a job crisis. Or you lost your home crisis. Then eventually your personal life might be in a crisis. Your own family is in a crisis. Somebody's ill, somebody's this. You're fighting, divorce, your parents, drama, crisis. Of course, families are always under pressure. And then you look into within the United States, we have a new crisis, always a new crisis. Hell, I was just reading the other day saying, it says
the alcohol consumption is on the rise. It's been the highest rise in the United States in years. Gee, now we have an alcoholic crisis. But the common denominator for these crises is what? What they do to present fear. Fear. Beware of this, beware of that. Watch out for this, watch out for that. I mean, there's the disease this and disease that, the crash of this and the catastrophe of that. They're coming to get you. You're going to lose your job. You lose your savings. Get your gold. It's only security. Oh, my God. Prices are going up. Banks are collapsing. They control everything. If you don't submit, we'll make you conform with our whip. And resistance is futile, as a Borg would once say. Believe in the Lord the way we do, or you'll be damned to hell for eternity. Fear. Always about fear, isn't it? Believe in our way, or it's murder. For you and your family, if they don't believe in our way, if you want peace, then you must be hanged in the town square, and we're going to call you a collaborator. You can pronounce our collaborator. But that's fear. H1N1, swine flu, better get a flu shot, fear, West Nile, and there's always some bird flu thing, right? Fear of, like I said, losing your home, fear of loss of economics, fear of not having food, fear of not having clothing, fear of your children, the anxiety of fear, the old way of fear, the new way of fear, because it's the same way, it's always being utilized to manipulate. War on terror, war on drugs, war on something that's intangible, fear. And we all know fear is just an illusion now, don't we? But it seems to continually work. They use it all the time in politics. They use it all the time in every situation. Fear, and I say they, as in we all do, which is the irony of it. Because many of us are still falling for this fear. The fear of the Illuminati, they're coming to get you. There's a difference of being fearful of something and a difference of something being aware of something. There's a difference to be aware and a difference to project fear. If you're projecting fear, they're coming to get you, to scare you. They're going to screw you over. They're taking over the world. Or if they're going, here it is. See, there's a group of people. And they decided to get together for years and years and years. And they took over the banking systems. And they're trying to control a lot of things. And I say trying because they haven't absolutely had full control. But they're trying to. This is just making you aware of it. What are you going to do about it? How would you going to give you a choice? Maybe look up, maybe this is bullshit. You find out. It's a substance of becoming aware of it as the opposite of projecting fear only based. You know, like there are some kind of alien form lizards, all right? Bullshit, come on. That's projection of fear. Real facts, real things is here are the situations and this is what you can decide for yourself. If it's the reality of the situation, because reality is based on our measure, which is our perception, which will be understood even further in my next show with my special guest, but don't want to get into that. But it's there's understanding and becoming aware of a situation, knowing that there's like a wall. You know, hey, there's a wall over there, so just don't run into it. It's like a direction sign. Hey, stop, because there's an oncoming train coming across in front of you. Of course, you have the choice not to listen, and you walk across the train, and you don't believe the sign. It's your choice. And then you get run over by the sign. That's your choice, too. Free will, you know. Maybe you don't see it, because your eyes are seeing something else. You're blinded. Maybe the sign is opening your eyes that there's something you don't see. So it's like a sign, a warning sign, not to scare, but to place of caution. Caution is to look ahead, making sure you make the, giving you an opportunity to make choices. get an opportunity to make choice. Not to scare you, not to place fear, because those who place those fears are no different than the ones who have tried to project the fears in the first place. So if there's, like, for example, these people, they call them Illuminati, and they're projecting some sort of fear pattern with disinformation, which I'll get into. And there's others who will be disclosing this information, and when they disclose this information, let's say if they project fear into it to scare the shit out of you, maybe they'll buy some books or buy some gold or do something that they would take advantage of or whatever the means. And sometimes they may be disclosing the information without them realizing they're being utilized to project fear. That's a whole other thing which I'll get into. But there is caution to be warned that you can decide whether this information is correct. And if those who are projecting fear consciously, that's a whole other matter. Sometimes they're not aware they're projecting it because they're being manipulated and being used as tools out of their, they don't even realize it, like a chessboard. But if you say now, for example, and you tell somebody, hey, beware, there's the wall, and here's the information, now you decide if there's a real wall or not, it's your choice, like I said. But if you say that you have no power and the wall is coming to get you, that is fear-based. Fear is this. Now, while the caution of the wall isn't, in reality, it's just a sign, like I said, up ahead. Now, what is the other magnitude by these things, the crises and fear patterns and all whatnot, is hate, 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 right? Get your blood boiling. Get you upset. Get you pissed off. Get to your emotions. Well, I'm going to explain to that on the bottom of the hour of my show, or bottom or up of the hour of my show, depending the way the hands spin around on this clock. But they're always projecting, trying to project hate. And I say they was us, because there's part of us. Like, they're taking your job. They took my land. Oh my God, they had sex with each other. They have different skins. They speak differently. They control the banks. They control the media. They control you. They, who are they? See, in reality, the mirror of hate is always and always the reflection of you and only you. If you hate, it is you that you're hating. It's not the other person. It is you. Because tool is a manipulation. It is just projecting your anger, your frustration toward you. That's the reality. That's the void of hate. Void, the reality of hate is your disconnect of yourself. Love, on the other hand, is unification. Think about that. Guess that's why hate is the separation and love is the unification. Gee, I just never thought of that even until now. Now, like I said, hate, it's to bring out your anger, to make you angry. You'll be so angry that you want to even maybe want to kill somebody. Hate. And if you kill one man or woman, it's if you've killed the whole world. If you hate one man or woman, it is as if you hate the whole world. You know, it's funny that there are many who don't even practice what their own dogma says. They pick and choose, of course, their own fundamentals, they forget. Hate. I mean, if you teach your children and have that, and I mean, if you teach your children hate, and have been the ones that, and I mean, basically, you have put your own loved ones, your own children, to be murdered. You have murdered your own children if you teach hate to your children. You've actually condemned them to their own deaths. And I give you Gaza. That's like the easy example. Some things are so blatantly right in front and black and white, it's unreal. Yet people just fall on their faces and don't see what's there. which is amazing about humanity. Things are so simple. I mean, hate, it's all over. Look at Arizona now, the projection of separating of families, hate. You know, it's not the real cause and effect. They're not really dealing with the issues. You know, it's coming down to skin color, their accents, their languages, the birth languages. Hate, because they're different. They might take your job. I mean, there's always been that in the United States. It's sort of amazing about immigration. They've always hated the newcomer coming in. Hell, if you ever watch that, I think it was called Gangs of New York. That's right. Interesting movie, but that was actually true. The natives of America. The white people who are sitting there from the English side, call themselves natives, and they hated the Irish coming onto the land, calling them foreigners. Which, wait a second, weren't the natives, the white people who came from England, not natives who came there, and because weren't the Native Americans or Indians or, you know, whatever? But anyway, that's a perfect example of hate and how what happens in hate. Especially in the immigration thing. Now, while it isn't dealing with immigration of the situation of Arizona, for example, you would think it's the companies and the government that are making this situation happen. Because without it, there'd be consequences, wouldn't there be? I mean, it'd be very easy to deal with the immigration thing, for example. I mean, the American dream is just financial betterment. Instead, the hate. Instead of, you know, the real issue is why and how people are coming here to the United States, for example, because they just being offered a job or opportunity under the table at 10 cents of the dollar by companies who are being allowed by the government. Think about it. And who gets what they do by doing that? They project hate. They do it for a reason, it's on purpose. And I'm going to get to that. They hate because they want to push the law down onto them. Why do you think this law was all of a sudden implemented and now brought up more hate? It's to preach hate toward those. Now it's fascinating that there's those, you know, by the way, those are like from people who are projecting hate from people who come from Mexico and El Salvador. But, you know, when you came, your parents came from Ireland, Poland, Italy, you know, England, you know, Germany, hello. You know, before you came, somebody hated you. So now you do the same thing, right? Go figure. But there's also the hate going the other way, too. I mean, people who try to be tolerant and then are projected laws and customs over on top of them. You know, I give you Holland, Britain, France. And the symptom of hate and divide is now projected. Hate. And of course, there's the division thing. You know, that just continues on. See, they're all linked together. Then there's my side is the right side. No, my side is right. No, I'm right. The liberal, the conservative, the right wing, left wing, Democrats, Republicans, pro-life, pro-choice, pro-Israeli, pro-Palestinian, pro-Christian, pro-Muslim, pro-immigration, anti-immigration, Huffington Post, Brett, whatever his name is, or even, what is it, any of the other conservative blog sites. I don't really look at them too much. I have a hard time reading sometimes Huffington Post with the bullshit that's run on their sites. MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, they're all the same, just different sides of the canvas, aren't they? My side is right. No, they're right. I'm right. Sarah Palin, no, I'm right. Barack Obama, no, I'm right. Red states, blue states, us, them, divide, 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 divide. It's always the same. It's just a product of producing fear. And then you spice it up, you throw a little hate in there, and voila, you have deception. That's what I'm getting to. Hey, that was what the show's all about. The art of war is deception. And who said that? Sun Tzu. You know, in all war is based upon deception. And you got to think of that in our dynamics, even on the spiritual side, because there's always a yin and a yang, a dark and a light. There's always, you know, there's a deception going on. And what I was just explaining to you from the hate, the division, the fear, this is mythologies of deception. They're part of a art of war of deception. As Sun Tzu said, and I quote, all men can see these tactics. All war is based on deception. All war is deception. All warfare is based upon deception. Be extremely subtle, even to that. Can you imagine what I would do? Confront them with annihilation and they will, what? For them to perceive the advantage. Perceive the advantage. For to win 100 victories, he who is prudent lies. He who knows can, what? Hence the general is skillful in. If you're ignorant, both of your arm and enemy, what will happen? If our soldiers are not overburdened, then what? If you are far from the, then what? If you know the enemy, then you know what? And the practice of war is what? Invincibility lies in the defense. It is essential to seek. It is only the enlightened ruler who knows. Know thyself, know thy enemy, know your enemy, know yourself. I mean, he was pretty much dead on about, if you go into these variables, of if you read the book of Art of War, but it wasn't just dealing about war. Because the bottom line, he would say, is you have to believe in yourself. There's a hint to that. Part of the war concept of Art of War is conflict, is more than just the conflict. It isn't about, you know, us against them, war and light. It's about there's an intangible confrontation that goes on between, in this realm, whether people want to choose to see the reality or not. That's their choice. But there's light versus dark and vice versa, love and hate. There is a symbiotic relationship, not a duality. They're not parallel. They're symbiotic. One pushing another. For every action, there's a reaction. That's what that is. There's a dichotomy between all elements. Everything is in a conflict. I remember my son, we were talking. He was right. We were arguing about stuff. He says, everything's in a conflict. And he was right. Everything is really in a relationship, is in an integral conflict, moving together. I mean, there's like what they say, dark energy now versus gravitational energy. Now they're finding out, oh, there's no gravitational energy. So there's always a relationship between two things, pushing and receiving. Me speaking, you're listening. There's always a relationship. But there's, like I said, a deep spiritual of understanding this. And it's not all it's just like all magic. You know, and this is what, in regards to deception. Once you know the deception, just like magic, the tricks is you know them when you're aware of it, they become what? A void. It's like you now understand how the movie was made, like with fake blood. Fake. And then you know it wasn't real. It was a magic trick. Once you know the magic trick, you don't like, you go, well, I'm not, you're sort of bored with the magic now, aren't you? See, part of the magic trick is to entertain you, to deceive you. That's how magicians work, and that is deception. That is the art of deception. So like I said, on this plane, on this earth plane, where many are today, being bombarded with vast amounts of information on a daily basis, what is the truth of it all, though? This is where you come in and you choose. You have a mind, you have a heart. Don't have to listen even to what I'm saying. Don't. Looking for yourself. I mean, there are some and there are many who will choose, but like I said, choose not to be awake. There are many that don't want to be awakened. And like I said, how can somebody, I remember I was arguing with somebody saying, hey, but if they cannot awaken, how can they be able to choose? Well, they've chosen not to be awake. It's like you're sleeping. Somebody's nodding you up, trying to wake you up. You just don't want to wake up. It's a choice. Not making a choice is a choice. If they live in their own lives, in their own little bubble, this, unfortunately, is their karma, and it's their choice. The will, it's called free will, and that's just it. Everybody has it. We have free will. That is a given. You can show someone a wall, then it's their choice to run around it or go around it or not listen to it and think of it for themselves. Maybe there isn't a wall, absolutely. Maybe I just made it up. There's really no wall. Maybe the sign is really BS. That is for you to investigate. That is what free will is about, to find out first. Sometimes you trust and say, well, I know this is for sure because this person I can trust. That's another type of you can trust. But you can always be the cynic. But back to this age of vast information, what is the real information and what is the disinformation? I know there are many, many, many out there. Because if you're listening to BBS radio, then you're obviously listening to more alternative stations. You're not just listening to the CNNs, the NBCs, and the Foxes, as we all know how disinformation centers. But they do mix in the truths with the bullshit. There are truths within what they have. And that is part of the deceptions of many. So a couple truths, and then they mix in their own slants, right? I mean, and it's very common in even the mainstream of blog sites, as like Huffington Post and some of the right and conservative bloggers, with their notion of the news and truth. I mean, there's radio stations, there are programs that I've seen even on BBS Radio and others out and about that will show you their side, not necessarily the true side. They'll spin a little this and spin a little of that. They'll even have guests on, selective guests, that are maybe pro their way and anti somebody else's way. But that is part of disinformation then. Real information is being neutral. Going, here it is. You choose. Because anytime you're slanting something, you're throwing measure and you're playing you are becoming part of the deceiver. You are becoming deception. That's why real information, real news, it says, here it is. You go look it up and check it out. Instead of throwing out a bunch of bullshit and having people on your shows or throwing out the information that is maybe bullshit. Go find out. You know, like one thing, I'll tell you one thing I highly respect with even, and I'll throw his name out. There's Alex Jones. He will throw out, he has his own stuff signed on there, and you can see it, and I understand it, because we are humans. But one thing I like of what he'll say, then you look it up, you check it out. As opposed to others who do talk about the same information, and project it like it's their own God Almighty and that they're somehow Godhead or whatever. And they say that's them. And it's the truth absolute. And you da 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 da. It's all fear, 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 fear. No, da da. Get you all buzzed and all riled up. Or people on the left and people on the right. You know, there's a plethora of hate going around. So it's the same. It's very prevalent on the radio and internet. We have shows here that's, like I said, people speak who what they want you to seem to believe is truth, but in reality isn't. In fact, it's based on assumptions, convincing others of their assumptions. And we all know what those assumptions are. So no, like I said, now you know full well. how to implement their information. They go by disinformation, by the deception. They know full well these people, and I'm talking about they, we all know who they are, don't we, they are saying? And what the likes of, like, Alex Jones and Dave Icke, they're aware of what they are saying, so they may be playing a chess game. It's called deception. Sometimes they'll be utilizing them without them realizing it by being good at disclosing information without their even knowing that they're giving false information. I mean, it continues on. I'll give you a couple examples, and they're pretty standard, straight-up examples. One, purely straight-up, is the equating of Zionism with Illuminati, which is, you know, that's like saying, you know, a Native American of Arapaho returning to Colorado is somehow a fascist Italian. They don't mix. Because it's all bullshit. It's disinformation. Zionist is really a Jew. So like Hitler, what he utilizes is the same disinformation game. To blame one to divert one's attention from what it is. It means it's now becoming a common denominator to hate Zionism. Zionists, they call all those Zionists, but in reality they're talking about Jews because that's what they're talking about. Zionism has nothing to do with the Illuminati. It's about a return of a people, Jews, which means Judea, back to their homeland, period. And what is Zionism? Zionism is Judaism since the days of Babylon. It's pure and simple. In fact, there's a famous quote, "If I forget, old Jerusalem may cut off my right arm." Now, it is true, just like in many groups, that the Illuminati have infiltrated Zionist movements, Islamic ones, Freemasons, Muslims, Christians, almost every element of society they've put their tentacles to reach to create a disinformation about. They want to project hate. And why the hate? Why the division? Remember, I just went into all that. This is part of the diversion. Why the hate from one group to another? It's so prevalent. Look at today. If you ever watch the movie, Adam Sandler, The Zohan, which I thought was sort of funny, the funny thing was, and it's not so funny, is here that they had an outside group start blowing up both Israeli and Palestinian neighborhoods, right, or businesses or whatever. Firebombs or whatever, and what it was to get them to hate each other. And that's what I'm talking about. It's outside forces projecting hate. Like if people really are peace-loving, humanitarian, you always try to unify people to make have them in a peaceful situation. I'm not pro-Palestinian is not somebody who's going to be for peace or pro-Israeli. It's pro-peace means both Israeli and Palestinians coming together. That's a peace activist. Not, I'm for this group and I'm against that group. That's not peace activists. That's anti-peace activists. Peace means getting people to learn to live together as one, you know, as brothers. That's peace. But see, their outside forces have their ways for manipulation. Left, right, remember I got into that? They're part of the same deception game. And who is controlling it? They. They want them to play on both sides. This is not just like I said, in Israeli and Palestinian. It's all over around the world. Them. I mean, the United States and Europe, Asia, Africa. It's all over. This is a deception game. It's going on for hundreds of years. It's been happening everywhere in the Middle East, in Europe, Africa, Asia, like I have said. This is deception. This is the art of war. I mean, the Brits were known for, they did a well-handed by utilizing the divide-and-conquer method within the Middle East. Arab versus Jew, Hindu versus Muslim, Shiite versus Sunni. I mean, it's, even the Romans did it. The Americans did it, the Native American having one tribe against another. It's divide-and-conquer by deception. This is the art of war. It's this misinformation in these days which you got to discern yourself what is for real and what isn't. And not based upon your own emotional hate patterns, because that's the illogical one. I mean, you can look all the misinformation these days all over the net. The Illuminati are pretty aware of what to do. They're not playing on the level of part inside the chessboard. What they do is they look down on the chessboard. That's how you know how to remove the deception game. Once you see the patterns of the deception, then you know what the magic tricks are going on. Then they're no longer deceiving you. This is the real awakening. This is the real becoming aware. Not becoming aware of the fear, being part of the fear, but realizing the fear in itself is a deception. Realizing the divide is really a deception. The hate is a deception. So by giving you misleading information to project you to get fear or hate or divide, that is the methodology that they would utilize. People who work on that method of manipulation of the dark will manipulate with that. It's very simple. It's been done for a millennium, like I said. That's why you need to question everything, even from those who you think are giving you good information, because they may themselves not be aware of the misleading information they are disclosing to you. Even what I'm saying, again, look into yourself, read, find out true sources of information. And when it's all said and done, to remove all the shades and curtains of deception, it all becomes very simple. It's as if the emperor wears no clothes. They will be walking naked in the street in front of you. So you have the four concepts of disclosure of deception. The first methodologies was utilized and has been utilized, which is a deception, is to build in your mind an understanding that you are now separate from God. You know, there's God or Jesus or Allah or God or whatever entity, that you're separate from them. You're not part of the same. That's deception number one. Deception number two, you're separate from Earth. You know, there's nature and there's you, humanity. That's second deception. Third deception is make you think you're separate from each other. That's a real good deceiver. You're them and I'm me. I see it with my own eyes. In reality, and even quantum physics, you know that's not true. You are alone and separate from the universe. Again, a deception. In reality, we're not really just separate. In reality, we're part of everything in the universe. We just are like a tree on the tree of life with different views, but we're all connected to each other, and we're not alone. So you see how everything leads to one thing, division. That's the main course of deception. Second, place on fear and hate to expand deception. This is to an assumption of your reality. By utilizing your own ability to manifest deception, this is where I'm getting into. You can actually build in your own assumption by processing an element called manifestation of your own deception. This, of course, creates your own reality, which, in fact, you just produce a non-reality. This sounds pretty weird, but it is how it is. I mean, as Buddha said, we are what we think. All that arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. He wasn't talking bull here. He was laying it on. You can manifest your own because you will emotionally believe it. Thus, make that your own perception, your reality, being the measure observer that you are. Again, you will emotionally believe it. Thus, make that what it is, your deception, your reality, being the measured observer that you are. That's my quote for the day. Because you will it by putting it in motion. Your thought pattern. Get it? Thinking of division. You emotionally believe it. You have emotion behind it. That hate, that anger. Then you believe in it. You absolutely assume that's the reality. You truly believe it. So now what did you just do? You manifested deception, your own deception, by allowing them to do this. This is how it works. It is the art of war. And all war is based upon deception. I quote from Sun Tzu. And with dark, that with dark and light, which are indeed a conflict, you become aware of things. You're aware there are no longer deceptions. Like I said, once you see the deception, it becomes apparent. Now there are some will assume that, oh, there's only light. There's only light in the universe. I only want to be in the light. See, they've created their own deception. I hate to say it, but they are. It's a, you know, that's, you know, whatever. You know, they ain't the reality. Like I said, thoughts are things. You can produce what you think it is and think, oh, I'm only in the light. The universe will adjust that and go, hey, nuh-uh, buddy. You know, there's the other side, too. You know, just to check you out, you know. You might think there's only light, and then all of a sudden you'll be checked from a physiological way or something. And what you would term in your own thing is darkness or some obstacle, but in light is just to show you that there's, you know, everything has forms one to another. In our universe, there's always one matter to antimatter. There is always one energy versus dark energy. They're in a symbiotic relationship. To deny it is deny your own shadow, your own existence, deny the universe. Now, one can always choose to head toward one way or another. That's not deception. That's choosing based upon your perspective of what you want to go toward. Like I said, happiness isn't the way. There's no way to happiness. Happiness is the way, meaning it's just the way you go. There's not a product. It's doing. And so it is one that is what it is. So like I said, deception is one what it is, what it is. And once you become aware of it, it fades away. Like fear fades as the door path opens, as my late teacher Janice Sinclair once said, and I did paraphrase it. It's not exactly what she said, so it's about what she said. You know, in you, you have the ability to determine for yourself and trust yourself and listen to what you in your heart feel and see. Because in your heart, there's no deception. Unless it becomes a void of anger. And the void of anger hardens your heart. That's what that means, hardens. It cuts your heart off. Hate doesn't allow you to listen. It cuts it off. It cuts you off from the universe. See, the universe is not the deceiver. You are. They are. That is by choice. But the universe knows the reality. You can understand and become aware of it. Thus, the blinders of deception all become that, a void, an illusion. As the quantum physicist would say, the measure, the collapse of the wave function, your perception of the deception becomes understood. So always question, even me, question everything. Be the cynic. And the answers will remove deception. And as Sun Tzu once said, the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Hence, the Illuminati will be subdued by their own doing, and you and all humanity will prevail as we enter toward what we call the essence of our ascension. I want to thank you all for listening. Next week, I have, a very intriguing guest. If you got questions regarding the relationships between science and spirituality, please do forward them on to my email address, and I'll definitely try to gather them up and answer them as along with my questions. Do send to flyingpigs@artlover.com. Again, I want to thank you for all listening, and God bless you, and I'm going to close with a great, great song, Mississippi, by Angie Matten, and I hear she's been in Singapore kicking it out there, making some waves, and do check our site, angiematten.com, and God bless you all, And I have Mississippi. Have a blessed week and weekend. God bless you all.
Drifter, baby, why you gotta run? Only muse in the setting sun. Go to the end of the other direction, and the miles will be your protection. Hey, hey, let's meet at Mississippi, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, let's meet at Mississippi, yeah, yeah. We'll take a riverboat down to the desert town. A riverboat down to the desert town. Riverboat down to the Delta town. We'll take a riverboat down, down, down. Yeah, 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 yeah. Waiting, you made your point. Down.